Now be honest. What is the one thing you want listeners to remember about this episode?
I'm guilty. I did it.
So you know why we are here. I'm not here to get you in any trouble or make you out to be a rat. Just be honest with me. Start from the beginning. What happened?
See, this was eighth grade. Woke up that morning just like any other day.
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal day. And I did what I always do at lunchtime, was get a cookie cone. Get a cookie cone.
And a cookie cone, for those that might not know, it's an ice cream.
They don't make them anymore. I've looked for them since this incident. Can't find them anywhere.
I'd appreciate if you take this seriously and not laugh during this deposition.
Oh, good grief.
This is some serious stuff here.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
Can you sit up, please?
Let me sit up. Let me put this plush.
There you go. Yeah. Hold on to that. That's the softest thing you're going to feel for the next 9 years.
Oh, dear. Oh, oh, man. So it was eighth grade, middle school. Every day, I think I got a cookie cone or some type of, you know.
Sounds delicious. Sounds like a pretty good life.
Yeah, it was great. This day, however.
Yeah, until one day. Yeah.
I went to the restroom right there next to the cafeteria.
You go to the restroom alone? Free will, just however you wanted to go.
If I had to drop, I'm not going to drop anybody's name.
Yeah, don't drop anybody's names. I'm not here to make you a rat.
There were two other guys in this restroom. So yeah, went to the restroom with the cookie cone in hand. No concept of sanitation. None whatsoever.
I'm not going to laugh at this.
Oh, man, we're off to a great start. Yeah, I don't remember everything we did in the restroom that day, except for the one thing.
It's pretty suspicious already.
I wrote on the wall with the cookie cone.
Dear God.
And I get it. I get why a teacher wouldn't want to walk up to that and smell it to see what it was.
Why would they have to go up and smell it?
Because these cookie cones, you can't buy them anymore.
Okay.
But they are chocolate ice cream. I'm pretty sure it's cookies and cream.
Yeah. Cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm. And
but overall, it's all
chocolate.
The ice cream is very dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with the mushy, dark chocolate cone.
Yeah, and the cone is the important part because that was the writing utensil. I used that to write on the wall. The teachers.
Let me ask you something, son. You have good handwriting?
Real bad. Really bad handwriting.
Real bad, you say?
I don't remember what I wrote.
What do you? You don't remember?
I have no idea what I wrote on the wall.
Because we have it actually right here. We got a picture of it right here.
Uh-oh.
It says here, right, L Tice, T-I-C-E. Is that code for something?
Not Lucas.
I don't know.
You don't have to bring Lucas into that. He wasn't in there. But
it looks anyway. Like you were trying to frame him.
I actually have a story about Lucas.
All right.
Getting framing me for something. We'll get to that later.
All right.
But yeah, wrote on the wall.
And you guys got out of there. You guys got the hell out of there.
Got out of there. Never thought anything of it.
Because it was just like, oh, we made a mess.
Yeah, it was just, we went in there.
And we'll bounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But that's not the end of the story.
Okay, keep going. Tell me more. I'm an open book. And so are all the lawyers behind me.
I think you've already discussed this on this podcast, correct?
Briefly, yes. But we don't know the exact timeline. And it seems like you might.
Very soon after. This was, at this point, over 20 years ago. I can't remember the exact dates. At some point, we heard from our teachers.
Yep, administration got involved.
Administration got involved. There's shit on the walls. Have you ever seen the South Park episode?
Where Mr. McAfee is just like, somebody put a full-on turd in the urinal.
That's exactly.
Oh, yeah. I thought of that. I'm rewatching South Park right now with my wife, and we got to that episode, and I was just like, that's what's funny is that you didn't do that. It was a cookie cone.
It was a delicious cookie cone.
Somebody put a cookie cone all over the walls, okay? And, yeah. We're not going to allow that, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so do you remember, like, were you ever a nervous kid about, like, getting in trouble back then? Like, at this point, I guess it's middle school.
Yeah, I mean,
or getting in trouble.
I really wasn't
that...
getting in a lot of trouble.
Okay, but did it make you nervous?
But I was hanging around people that have since gone to prison.
Oh,
so,
my Lord.
Yeah, the flags were, my parents would tell me this stuff, like, yeah. Hey, you should. Those probably aren't the guys you want to be hanging around, but
yeah, I was like, hey man, get a wide berth from those fellas.
Yeah.
So, but okay. So you're in class and the teachers are all making an announcement. Students henceforth from now on, was it specifically boys?
Only the boys.
Only
yeah.
The boys had to have a poop buddy. Like if you, like if you were going to the restroom at all, you had to have a partner go and, like,
yeah,
watch you and make yeah. sure that's what you were doing.
No more shenanigans in the bathroom. Yeah.
Because of you.
Because of this cookie cone on the wall.
because they thought the worst had happened, that somebody was, you know, scribing ancient hieroglyphics and human excrement on the walls.
I don't know what the... I have no idea. You know, there's another thing that I did to the walls of a school.
Of a school?
Of our school.
Okay. I was like, how many schools?
Freshman?
How many yeah. schools were under attack?
This was freshman year. So what year is that? Like
2007? We graduated 2012. So 2008, 2007. Yes. 2007 when we were walking into freshman
year. Yeah. So I got super sick.
Okay.
Went to the office. Mm-hmm. And asked for the nurse. The nurse was not there. So they were like, you can just lay down in the nurse's office.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I took a little nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then the overwhelming urge to vomit came upon me.
you just couldn't stop.
Are you a, like, scared vomiter?
I will go on record and say that I will vomit a lot. Like, I like there, it doesn't take
like immediately.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for
you
me.
You just feel nauseous and you're
yeah,
like, let me just get
like,
it out.
Let me get it out. I'm
not me.
I will be better off if I get it out and move on.
Yeah, I like to let it build.
Like build Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah.
I let it bubble below the surface.
So, like, I'm staring at the door of the bathroom in that office and it's dark. Like, there's the nurse isn't there. No one's in there.
Uh-huh.
And I eventually just jump up out of the cot that I was laying on, open that door, and I vomit all over the wall.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Just all over that bathroom.
In the bathroom, in the nurse's room, office.
All over the place. It was not... If you walked in there, it'd be like, that person tried to miss the toilet. There's no way.
But secretly, like, one of the office ladies was just like, hey, I've been asking the principal for a new paint and new wallpaper all over the walls. Can you just get in there and take care of that?
That would be great.
If you just vomited all over the place, we can get this new wallpaper up. Lickety split.
Man, that would have been amazing if that was the case, but it wasn't. The next day I was at school. I don't remember if it was the next day or whatever, okay. But okay. It was lunchtime.
Yeah.
And behind me, someone taps my shoulder. It's the nurse.
Hey. Hey, Nick.
No, she was like, hey, Nick.
Y'all so mad.
It wasn't nice.
Wait, did you just bounce? Did you leave?
Oh, yeah. My mom picked me up. I shut the door.
Didn't tell anybody.
I was so embarrassed.
You just flooded the bathroom with vomit.
Straight up left. My mom picked me up. I actually remember being driven home by my mom, just like laid the chair back, window open, like cold air hitting my face because I was just so nauseous.
Oh, wow. Felt 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Oh, but the nurse anyway tapped on my shoulder. Not nice at all. She was like, hey, Nick, what you did to my bathroom?
Because I bet
I don't know if I could say this without what you did to my bathroom was unacceptable.
What? I bet they made her clean it up. Like,
I don't know. I don't just know. Like,
here's some of those non-absorbent brown paper towels. Here's a couple of rolls of those. Get to scooping.
I'm a nurse now, so.
Oh yeah. Okay. There we go.
So I would like to, if she ever listens to this, I think it was Miss Christensen.
Okay, yeah. As long as we don't have a first name, we're good. Because it could be any Miss Christensen.
It could, yeah. I want to say I'm sorry.
This is a public apology. So we are getting to the bottom of all of Nick's transgressions, so.
Yeah, I did have to, I mean, we did have to go to the bathroom together, though. For the rest of middle school.
And then, but then that lingered for every middle school after that. Like they were like, people were coming in from intermediate school to middle school and they were just like, what? Like they had gone from going to the bathroom by themselves.
Who would have thought you can't trust teenage boys in the bathroom?
But with poo flavored ice cream.
What I can't believe they didn't think of was, instead of one boy that's going to the restroom during class, let's send two of them.
Because I think it did get a little bit more wild. Like,
yeah.
People were just like, or wilder. Like people were just like, oh, wait, we have 5 minutes to just mess around in the hallways and in the bathroom together. Who knows what was going down? Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a chance to escape class with your friends is what it was. I'm surprised there weren't more cookie cone misadventures.
I'm sure we had some cookie cone copycats. Oh, some cookie cone copycats. Say that four times fast. So anyways, that's the story, folks. If you've been keeping up with the show, we've been alluding to this.
I did it. It was me. I actually talked to somebody at work that graduated with us. I'm not going to mention names.
About this?
Yeah. They remembered like the boys having to go to the bathroom.
They were just again. Like, all of a sudden we just had to start going to the bathroom together. Like it was just like weird and sudden in the middle of the year. Like it didn't make any sense. And it was funny how I found out it was so many years later. It was like, yeah, that was me. I was like, okay. Okay. And let me introduce our guest, because we did jump off with a story. Our guest today is Nick, longtime friend of the pod. Longtime friend. We've been alluding to this story for some time, and we thought, hey, let's get him on. And let him spill it all out on the table. I got lawyers behind me writing notes. And I think China Spring is going to send you send you a cease and desist.
Just a letter.
Yeah, a letter.
With a picture of the current bathroom. Like, remember what you did here?
Or if they just had pictures of what what was actually on the walls.
Oh, yeah. They're like, let me take out this file real quick.
Cold cases. Just like digging in the back. Oh, man. That's truly a great story. That. Oh, but the whole thing is that they think it's, they think it's so bad. They think it's poop.
It's cookie cone. It's obvious. Like, okay. Like I said, I'm a nurse now. Mm-hmm. I know what poop looks like. I've seen it.
Up close and I've personal. I've seen it
very close. I've seen it till it runneth over.
I rub it in my eyes. That's how I get through the shifts. I gotta lube up my eyes. Yeah. With a little bit of excrement.
Yeah. Someone vomiting all over the floor. Like, that's
crazy.
Well, that's like light. That's light.
That's light work.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. Okay, so you're a nurse. What can you tell me what part of we're in a hospital?
Yeah. Hospital.
Okay.
ER.
Okay, in the ER.
Yeah.
Okay. So run me through. I mean, I get, because you can't really tell me like specifics.
Yeah.
But what would be worse? We'll go down other paths in a second, but in the path of vomiting. And I hope everybody's eating dinner or eating lunch while we're talking about this. In the path of vomiting all over a bathroom, what would be like worse than that that you've had to deal with?
Vomiting all over the nurse.
You being the nurse?
Me, yeah. Me being vomited all over.
Dude, what the fuck?
Though it's even worse when you ask for help. Like you ask one of your buddies to come in and help you with something.
Hey, I can't do this by myself.
And that patient ends up
spewing,
excreting
all of them.
On Golly. That other person in some way. Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's great.
So what are, how often would that in your neck of the woods?
I mean, vomit happens a lot, but I mean, sure, vomiting on people, that's pretty rare.
Rare. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. But going down the other paths, what would be like in a given week? Because a week isn't that long, but like in a given week, what's like a really bad thing that can happen on a weekly basis?
I mean, like,
because we'll get into like years and then like then your entire career.
Yeah.
But like in a week, like we'll build up.
What's the worst thing that happened this week?
What's the worst thing that happened this week?
You know, after COVID,
okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something funny because I feel like this is a comedy.
Don't be funny. Make it serious. Make it dark.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be dark. It doesn't have to be dark.
Ooh.
No, I mean, it could be dark.
I mean, just after COVID, I think in general, healthcare is overwhelmed.
Okay.
And it also could be Waco's population growing.
Okay. Okay.
But
yeah. So short staffed based on how
real estate. In the hospital.
Oh, okay. Lack of space. Like not enough space for how many people are coming.
And this
in.
Is actually something that's happening across the country.
Now. Okay, cool.
There are hospitals that we just don't have beds for people upstairs.
Yeah.
To stay in the hospital. So they get stuck in the ER. ER wait times go up.
Because upstairs. So I get lost in a hospital. So you're saying ER is the bottom floor. If they're going to stay for longer, you're going to move them, quote, upstairs.
Yeah. They become inpatient. So
got it.
The ER is an outpatient area.
Right, because you're in outpatient is like you're going to be out within 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah, it's like an in and out thing.
Yeah.
Like you outpatient surgery something like you're going in to get your gallbladder out or something.
I had to learn that a couple of years ago. I was like, "Oh, okay, there's a difference."
But as soon as you're admitted, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that with Medicare and everything, but
so not enough beds upstairs.
So then you become stuck in the ER.
Jeez.
While we wait for beds to open.
My God.
We don't have beds for ER patients, so.
Yikes.
Yeah. And that's something that's happening.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your nurses, folks. They're doing the Lord's work out there.
Most of the time.
Okay.
Some of them are making TikToks.
Okay. So tell me about, have you had any, Have you had any TikTok nurses doing anything crazy then like got fired or anything?
Oh, no. No one at our hospital's got... I can't think of anybody that's gotten...
Or somebody that you've heard about, like even online, because I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
No, there was a nurse. It may have been a bit by somebody.
Okay.
You know Tim Dillon, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Podcaster. I went to one of his shows, yeah. me and my wife actually went to one of his shows, and he was like, any nurses in the audience? We're like, yeah.
Oh, sick.
He was like, you're not heroes. We're like, that's pretty funny, actually. He was like, y'all make TikToks around people's dying grandma.
Jesus Lord.
Like, yeah, it's pretty bad if someone's like making a TikTok in the hallway while...
Right, like right in the hallway.
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
grandma's dying of COVID and you're dancing in the hallway.
Or it's like, here, you know, here's my underwear, here's my whale tail, you know, in the restroom. There's a lot of folks with scrub fetishes out there, I'll tell you.
Crazy. I'm wearing scrubs right now.
I know, dude. Yeah, you're a freaking trooper. You came up here and I was just like, oh, look at those scrubs. Gotta get you out of those scrubs.
Yeah, how do I smell? Do I smell good?
Yeah, I mean,
covered in vomit.
Were you covered in vomit? Because I didn't notice. So that's pretty good. Pretty good turnaround for you there. Okay. So let's just jump to it. Worst thing that you can tell me about that has happened in your career? Because you've been a nurse for how long?
Like 7 years now.
Wow. Almost 8. And most of the time it's been ER, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worst thing that you can tell that you had to deal with?
I mean, worst thing's always going to be death.
Like, sure.
Dealing with specifically like children.
Oh my God.
That's always the worst thing.
Honestly, didn't even think about that. Because that's, I wouldn't want to think about that.
Yeah. But jeez. I mean, you kind of like callous yourself to stuff. Sure I don't want to say you.
No, but you can't, it's not that you're, you know, like, it's like, oh, I'm numb. No, it's mm-hmm. It's like you have a shift to finish. You have the next day to go, you know, like,
yeah,
it's the whole,
I mean, if that happens at the beginning of your shift, you still have, you mm-hmm. know, 10 hours to go.
My God.
Someone in the other room, like asking for a sandwich, you know?
Yeah. So I'm doing something else right now. Your sandwich can hold on.
Yeah. That's one of the toughest things. But
what about worst vomit? Worst vomit story. Is it just the getting it on you, like them just going straight on you?
I can honestly deal with vomit really well.
I can't. Like me no.
The one thing I don't like to is poop. Like I hate.
Oh yeah, let's get into poop talk. Let me lean forward. Let's get into poop talk.
There are some nurses that can just go in a room, clean a patient up. I have to like work myself up to it.
Yeah, that's something. I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm, you know, I'm giving myself a pep talk. I'm probably throwing on a little, I don't know, some X gun, give it to you.
You can
get pumped up.
I mean, you can always like throw a mask on and put some like essential oil in it, peppermint.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I did that today.
To deal with some excrement.
I hate wearing masks though, so I just put the peppermint
just straight up your
nose. Right in my nose, and it burned for many, many minutes.
The burn is better than the excrement.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord. How often is that? All the time?
I mean, once a shift, I would say that you're smelling something
damn
awful.
Damn! Oh my Lord. I don't know if I... That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's part of the job.
Part of the job.
Did Mike Rowe ever do a nursing episode?
I haven't watched that in so long.
Dirty Jobs, for those that don't know. Because, I mean, like, I mean,
yeah,
sounds pretty dirty to me. I don't know.
Yeah. There's ER shows you can watch, but.
Oh, sure. But like.
They ain't showing that.
They're not. Because, I guess you'd have to have the owner of the excrement be like, hey, you can show my poop on here. I was like, can we get the owner of this poop to sign off on showing it on camera, please?
Yeah, it's like sir, can we show your heart issue? Oh, sure. Can we show your butt? No. No, please don't.
No, not that. So what would be the best thing? Like what is the most rewarding part of it? Because I mean, we could probably do the bad stuff all the whole time.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that
are super pumped you saved their life.
Yeah. Like there's people that we've legitimately saved who come back like every year and bring us kolaches and stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really sick. Cause yeah, I mean, that's the,
and it's also super cool to see people that, so in the ER, like we stabilize and then get you to the next place. So okay,
right.
Stabilize,
right.
You go to surgery, stabilize, you go to the ICU, and got then we it. Don't hear from you.
Right. You're at
until like you come back. So okay. There's been some people that I thought surely that person's not going to make it.
I don't want to laugh, but you're like,
I mean, yeah,
yeah, you're just like, it's like, send this one off.
I mean, it's sad that we do laugh,
but I mean, you know,
I mean, even us, like we kind of just,
it's part of it. Part
numb
of
ourselves it. To it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But then they come back. Cool. Yeah. And they're
like, hey, made it despite. I'm like,
wait, you're this person?
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
I
yeah.
legitimately didn't think you would be here today.
You seemed like you were in two halves when I left you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty cool part.
That's
of it.
Really sick. I mean, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But so we'll get into it. Actually, before we get into your next goals, let's do what the title of the show is about. Welcome to Worst Impressions, everybody. This is Nick. Do you have a story about a bad first impression?
Can I talk about Lucas?
Yes.
I actually have two bad
I will volunteer his him signing off on it, sure.
He's been on here.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
sure
fine.
Nothing I say will offend him.
No.
Actually, the first thing was when I first moved to Texas.
Okay.
And my first day at school. I'm not going to mention who this person was. I just picked up a pen and I clicked it. Before we started, Eric said, "Nick, I'm taking away the pens."
I do that to
and
everybody.
I kept one.
Because the pins, people cannot, like.
I threw it.
This is a little peek behind the scenes, people. You would think everyone, including myself.
The fourth wall is broken.
I have no self-control when it comes to a pen. And the clicking and the tapping and the whatever in the mic, it's very hard to edit out, very hard to isolate. So I try to get all the clickers, the things that can click out of the out of the way. But
I found it.
He found one and not even thinking about it, clicked it.
Yep. I'm just realizing when he said that to me, I was like, I'm not going to
click it.
I'm not going to click the pen.
I'm not going to click the pen.
I literally just found a pen and oh man.
Wait, so when you first came to Texas?
When I first moved to Texas, fifth grade, my dad from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana.
I can't even do a Cajun accent.
we'll get to that.
Yeah. I need some help with my accent. There's one I want to learn. Maybe okay. We can do it.
Okay.
But yeah, when I moved to Texas, I remember the first day. Do you remember in intermediate school we would like start off school in the big gym?
Yeah, that's a weird unlocked memory you just did for me. Yeah, we would start the day all together.
All together.
It doesn't really happen after that grade or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember walking in. Someone who I'm not going to say their name.
Sure.
Was just like, is that what you're wearing?
Dude.
I was like, oh, man.
Shattered you. You should go home. Because I probably would have. Like, it's like, I got to go.
I was just like, man, I hate Texas.
I want to go back home.
Yeah. Everybody was trash in Louisiana.
Long story short, Mitchell was a real dick.
Oh, man.
That would be really funny
if it was Mitchell.
Really funny if it was Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, that was my first impression of Texas.
With that person, did it get better or did it get worse or stay the same?
less than a month ago, I was like playing games with his, like I'm really good friends with his brother because we work together.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So I think like, I can context clues who that is. Yeah.
Hey, jerk.
Yeah. Jerk.
You jerk.
I almost quit school because of you. But that stuff sticks with you, man. Those little comments, I'm just like.
It's really funny now.
Oh. It's like, man, that really. I thought I could let that roll off, but I cannot.
Yeah. I wish you can go back and tell yourself, like, just stop caring.
Yeah. There's some things. Oh, my Lord. I just couldn't stop caring. It took probably until like 30 minutes ago for something. Mm-hmm. for some stuff, you know.
I clicked that pin and you just lost your mouth.
Just like I pulled out a knife. I paused the show and then we restarted and I nearly assaulted him. Held it up to his throat. I was like, if you mess this up for me, it's over, buddy. It's over.
Oh, man. But that was a general like worst because I was so scared to move.
Absolutely.
Like I remember
I didn't do any big moves like that.
Like my dad lost his job. Like right. There was a lot of stress
because this is and we don't have I mean, we don't have, was it Katrina or around no. that time around that time? Or, no.
It was before that.
Before
it was
right, Katrina.
Because okay. Katrina, we had a lot of like we
people.
Had a lot
That's
of people.
Right.
At
you
our
were
house,
helping
yeah.
people. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that was before Lucas, though.
OK. And he is this is a bad first impression.
I don't know if it's bad. So it was great for me as a child.
So this is just a first. Yeah, sure.
First impression of Lucas.
Okay.
Lucas introduced us to so many terrible things on the internet.
You don't have to get in. This was the. Okay. I'll just stop you right there. This was like the. Lucas was like a frontiersman of the internet because our age, because we are like the like ass end of millennials, like we're like the last year basically of millennials. And so he was just prime young frontier, like Lewis and Clark of the internet.
This guy like, okay, so I mean, just a. I remember in intermediate school, even before middle school, mm-hmm. like doing the typing class.
Oh, Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
Mavis Beacon teaches typing. I used to cheat. And it wasn't even cheating. I would just hold down a key.
Lucas didn't cheat. He could just type.
So fast.
His fingers. I don't know what.
He's got those weird octopus hands.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But he would be done in the first 5 minutes and be mm-hmm. playing. Oregon Trail,
Bugdom. What else did we have? I think that was really it. Yeah. Super Muncher.
Ooh, I don't
you remember Super
that.
Muncher? Oh man, I'm gonna have to pull up Super Muncher. It's when you like found words and you were like little green aliens on a grid, or whatever.
Yeah,
man, that just unlocked out of my brain as well.
Oh man, I don't remember that, but yeah, no, he was. Just on the computer, a whiz. Like
I think the first time I saw him typing at that early age, I was like, I thought that was like an adult thing to do. Like, I was like, whoa. Somebody's letting you loose on the internet for too long.
You are unsupervised.
It's like, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of keyboard time, buddy.
Yeah, he was a savant for sure. But Lucas... was my neighbor. So he lived right across the street from me.
That's true.
Growing up. Yeah.
That's true.
So I'd just walk over there and he would be like, hey, look at this.
Hey, look at this. You want to?
This is a beheading. Have you ever seen someone
get
their head caught in a helicopter?
This is just out there. This is just available.
This is something you can look at and you're going to look at it with me. Welcome to the Lucas home. I'll never forget that, man.
Yeah, that's such vile stuff. That is insane. That's a pretty good one. Okay. Also part of the title of the show, do you have an impression of a celebrity, of a character, a line from a movie that you like to do, a song, something you like, a teacher that you knew?
Stupid fat hobbitses. That was probably really bad, but that's the only thing I can do.
You could do that's a pretty good Gollum. We used to
Gollum.
That's really good. I can't do I am not gonna even try. That one is you have that one. Can you
you can do it.
Can you do the not as that's yours is really good. Do you have the like what does he say with the rabbit in the stew? He's like I kill the fish.
We prefer them raw and wriggling. I'm so sorry to everybody listening. That was probably so terrible.
Dude, no, it's
I
really
just
good.
Pulled that out of the,
everybody,
out of a hat.
Everybody, comment and throw it in the comments. Rate his Gollum 1 to 10.
If this was on video, I would not have done it.
It'd be too nervous. I think
my eyes go crossed when I do it.
I think it's important. Yeah, like some of the stuff. Some of the people are like, "Oh no, I'm nervous to come on the show or whatever." And then they'll come and do it, and they'll be like, "Oh, that wasn't that bad." And then they're like, "Well, when are you going to do video or whatever?" And I was like, "Oh, down the line, I'm going to have video." But then I think about it, I was like, if they were nervous to do just the audio, I can't imagine.
Way worse.
Yeah, video is going to be tough for some people to come back and do it. But that'll be funny to get people on video. So yeah, were you nervous about coming to do this show?
A little bit.
You didn't know what to expect.
Like, I really didn't think about it until I got in the car, because I just finished work.
Right. You're fresh. You're fresh off
shift.
Of the poo and the vomit and the ups and the downs.
Yeah. I was like, dang it. I guess I got to get ready for this. So I listened to a previous podcast of yours. Yeah. I was like, huh. How would I respond to that question?
Oh, yeah. Something we always ask is if you're in a, 50 person all randomly selected out in the world melee fight combat, like it's all, and you get one weapon and you got to be the last person standing, 50 random people all ages from 18 up, what do you choose? Is it a sword? Is it a spear? Shield?
Ooh.
Are you going to be hiding the whole time? Are you going to go nuts?
I want to be the most unassuming, Yoda,
just like with a small stick,
like a cane, just that I can turn into a weapon. Yeah.
So you would bank on people ignoring you.
Yeah. I don't want to be the first person to fight. I want to be the last.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, don't you think some of the because if there's a big guy in there, he's just cleaving people in half.
Go for it. Go for it, daddy.
You
can kill them all. There's 500 people in here. I don't want to kill them.
There's only 50. Only 50.
Oh, okay. I added zero to that.
That's
okay.
The thing. It's not that big. But I mean, there is some killing. There's plenty of killing happening in here. Yeah. But I just think it'd be so insane to one, get in the mix super early. But hiding, my anxiety would be so high. Like if you were hiding if you were hiding and then it's 1v1 at the end, that's terrifying to me.
Like I started doing jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Last year. So I know what it's like to just
1v1.
1v1, but also just be destroyed by somebody else.
Okay. Okay.
Even someone much smaller than you.
In jiu-jitsu, is it... Tell me about jiu-jitsu.
So I actually started doing it because a mutual friend of our sister does it. She was telling us about it. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds really good.
You can crack that if you like.
Okay.
Go ahead and give it a
rip. I'm going to do it in the mic.
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh yeah.
I like that.
A little bit of spark, a little bit of Waterloo for you.
Yeah. This is very good. It's a lemon lime. Yummy.
Yeah.
It tastes like
wet your whistle.
It reminds me of my mom cleaning as a child with Lysol.
A little bit of a Fabuloso.
Yeah, tastes like a Saturday morning clean. Because
I know some of them are like, wait, what's the one that's like weight based where you're trying to get them on the ground? Like there's like the, what is that one called?
Judo.
Judo. Yeah.
Judo. Yeah.
Okay. Not connected.
Yo, yeah.
They are connected.
Yeah, they okay. are pretty. They're. I don't know the history of it really.
Okay.
But judo came from some Asian country. I'm not really sure which one.
Cool.
But
and we won't look it up.
We're not gonna. jiu-jitsu started in Brazil. It does use some judo throws. Like, the goal is get your opponent on the ground.
On the ground. I think it's that. That's everything, right?
And then dominate them, yeah.
And then dominate them.
Yeah.
What's like your favorite? What's your favorite move?
To not get choked.
Guard the throat, please.
If anybody's listening to this that actually does jiu-jitsu, I am a white belt and I'm not good. I'm not good at all. I do enjoy it. It's a really good workout. It's a full body workout, but
absolutely. That sounds super fun.
But yeah.
Yeah, not getting choked.
Our mutual friend's sister has literally almost
choked you.
I saw like the tunnel closing.
Oh my god. They were just like the instructor's just like, take him out.
Her husband also goes to that gym. Oh man, this was hilarious. We were the first time fighting him. He put his knee on my belly. He's a big guy. He's like 250, I don't know. He's a big guy. And I farted the loudest. we're on mats. So like,
so it's just ripping amplified. Loud. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the ground. It was so loud. I think other people just move on. Like, they keep going, but I stopped and just was laughing.
I'd be grabbing some of the air just like, and then putting it in their face, like, smell this, you know, like cupping your hands and trying to catch a cloud of my ass and just try to suffocate
sand.
Yeah, like a smoke screen. Like, oh, I've got sand in my pocket. Just kidding. It's my farts.
Yeah.
So, now we talked about your nursing. Jiu-jitsu is what you've been up to, but you are moving.
I'm moving to South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yep.
And this is to do what?
I'm going to be a pastor.
Whoa. Yeah.
Going to seminary in South Carolina. I'm not going to say the school.
Sure.
No one tracks me down.
Absolutely. You wouldn't know. Yeah, you don't.
I mean, if anybody knows anything about Presbyterianism, the East Coast, and specifically like the Carolinas, is a big hot spot.
Big Presbyterian. Presbyterian.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, mm-hmm. So how does it work? You go to school and for like about how long?
4 years if you're smart.
Okay.
6 years if you're...
You're aiming for six? I'm aiming for six. That's it. That's if they don't have cookie cones, people.
If I get suspended the first year, it's because I wrote on the wall.
It's because they had cookie cones for lunch. Yeah. So yeah. It's 4 years. And then do you get... How does the pastor thing work? Do you know how it works? Like how does it... do you get assigned a place?
You don't get assigned.
Okay.
So, yeah, anybody can feel called to the ministry.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Like, especially around here, we live in the Bible Belt. So
sure.
There's a church on every corner.
Yeah.
A lot of Baptist churches.
So like, it wouldn't be crazy for you to come back here to do it?
Or? Well, actually what I'm getting at is like, a lot of people say they feel called, so they just make a church. They plant a church. It doesn't really work that way in Presbyterian circles. So
it does not work that way.
Yeah, we believe that there's a internal call, like, oh yeah, I feel called to ministry.
Sure.
I feel like I'm gifted. I feel like God's calling me to this, but there's also the external call. So you actually have to have a church that says, hey, we recognize your gifts and we want you to be our pastor.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not just this.
So how do you put your name out there? How do you get the
you candidate?
You candidate.
So once I'm like finished school, know all the stuff I'm supposed to know, then I can
campaigning
be licensed by a presbytery.
Okay.
Which is where all the elders come together from a bunch of different churches.
Sick.
Yeah, licensed, and then I can candidate. And once a church gives me a call, if they do, they might not. I might be a nurse forever.
Right. But I mean you'll have made yourself available for it, and that's the cool part. And because you can always, you know, still be a nurse.
Yeah. Then they'll give me a call, and then I'll be ordained as a pastor.
Wow.
So there's no
I'm the second in command, or is there, like, of a church in Presbyterianism?
No, we actually, like, Presbyterians.
And I say command. I don't know. Who's ranking sergeant? I don't know.
I don't know how many listeners of this podcast want to know about Presbyterians.
Hey, I mean, we have talked about all kinds of corners. And that's what I eventually am getting to is at, like, as I bring people that I, because it is just really my universe of people, as I bring them in, I'm just exploring every crevice and crack that I can find of just what's going on. So that's what I guess I'm just wondering. It's got to be, I don't know. So you wouldn't be like somebody's alternate.
So
ever.
That's something that's kind of different in Presbyterianism. Mm. Presbyterian comes from the Greek word presbyteros, which just means elder.
Oh.
So elder ruled, basically. So
got it.
Presbyterian churches are run by multiple people, the plurality of elders. So the pastor's never in charge.
Oh.
We don't believe that any one person should be in charge.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
I feel like that's good.
It's a very, yeah.
I think that's good.
Actually, I think there's a really good argument to be made.
I think that's really good.
There were Presbyterian signers of the Declaration of Independence, people who were advisors to Washington. They recognized the same thing. And that's why we have three different branches of government.
Interesting.
They're like, not one branch should be in charge. That's how our churches were back at home. So,
right.
Yeah.
The legend writ, staying affected, the key and silence.
It's so good.
Undetected. 55 and iron impressions.
I think I'd have a video of you doing that on my phone from
Nick Cage.
Yeah, Nick Cage.
Dude, so I'm not trying to get off topic, but like,
no,
that
good.
Is one of those movies that we watch so much in school because teachers would be like, I don't got anything for you. Let's watch National Treasure. And it kind of just grew to be like one of my favorite movies of all time. I can kind of do the whole movie start to finish, just like tell you what each scene is going on. Like, we've seen it a million times.
You know the
times.
Compilations of like terrible Nick Cage like moments in his movies? Yeah, I mean, they're amazing, actually.
The bees! The bees!
They include like moments from
National Treasure.
And I'm just like, I never recognized that was a bad acting moment.
I wouldn't call any of Nick Cage's moments bad acting.
They're exactly what they're supposed
like
to
he's
be.
He's doing it. He's spot on.
Yeah.
But like, I think the corniest one is probably like, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Like, that's insane. But that's really the line that was written for him or whatever is insane. But anyways, just because you brought up the Declaration of Independence and why we have three branches of government. So that's really cool. So yeah, like the question I was asking doesn't even apply because you like you have the council of elders is what you said.
Yeah. Like a plurality.
Yeah.
We call it a session.
A session.
So yeah, not one person can be king.
Right. No, that's good. That's real good.
Yeah. And then there's also like four members. I mean, there's a lot of church abuse that happens, you know.
Sure.
Like, I mean, you hear about it in the news all the time.
Yeah.
We believe that there are courts of the church that people can appeal to. Like if it was just a pastor and you,
Right.
I mean, there's no one to go to.
That's true. That's true.
You can actually go to your session. You can go to the other elders. If they disagree, you can go to the presbytery, which is where different elders from all the churches of a given area.
How do you become an elder? Just by
being elected by the elected people of the congregation. Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. So, man, so what are we doing? What are we doing here? So we're moving to South Carolina, and you got a beautiful wife.
Yep.
And you got something on the way.
I got a baby.
You got a baby on the way.
So I was actually going to start school last fall, I think, was the original plan.
Okay.
That got pushed. And then I was going to start this fall.
Okay.
But we found out we're pregnant.
Whoa! Yeah.
So we're having a little girl.
A little cookie cone.
In June. Yeah. Actually, the pregnancy apps, like every week it gives you a different, like, fruit or
of like how big it is
candy. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I think, are we at cookie cone yet?
No. I don't know if cookie cone's on there, but
are we at ice cream?
I think we're at like a head of lettuce or something.
Holy man, we got a head of lettuce on our hands.
You could change it to like sport things like baseball, oh, okay, soccer
yeah.
balls.
Yeah. If you don't know what a head of lettuce is, you could switch it to sport sports
or candy.
Yeah, or candy.
You got so many different options.
What language do you speak? Sports, lettuce, or candy?
Or celebrities.
So we got a Danny DeVito, we got an Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, we're getting there. That's so sick. So you said it's a girl. Where are we trying to get her birthed at? Texas. Here. Texas or South Carolina? Texas.
For sure, Texas.
She's going to be a Texan.
No, also my wife would murder me if we...
Yeah.
We're going to have the baby somewhere else away from family.
That'd be pretty stressful.
Oh, yeah.
That's so exciting, though. That's so pumped.
I was originally going to start in the fall, but because of the baby, we pushed it. I'll start next January.
Darn heads of lettuce getting in the way.
Yeah. That's awful.
What are you most nervous about going back to school? Because it's school, right? Like
I got to learn. Yeah, like Greek and Hebrew.
Oh wow, Greek is cool though.
Greek is fun.
Yeah. I mean, Hebrew is cool too. Hebrew,
so like I've learned some Greek, but Hebrew's stressful.
Hard.
Yeah, it's just you read it the opposite direction. It's a completely different alphabet from ours.
You read it right to left?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so it's tough. A lot of reading,
probably, I'm sure. Well, that is super exciting. I'm super pumped for you.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool because you got the nursing thing, you got this, you got a little head of lettuce on the way. you're juggling.
And the East Coast is just kind of fun.
Okay.
I've
been to Maine.
A couple hours away from Atlanta, Savannah, Georgia's.
Savannah, Georgia. Savannah. We're going down to Savannah now.
There's them impressions.
Look. Let me take my head of lettuce down to Savannah, Georgia.
We visited a few times. We visited a couple times. And yeah, you're definitely like hit with the fact that this is the South.
Yeah.
This is not Texas.
Yeah, because there's a big difference. Big difference between Texas South and Savannah, Georgia South. Head of lettuce. We got a couple of heads of lettuce.
Peach.
We got a Georgia peach. Yeah. Well, anyways, man, it was really awesome to have you on the show. Is there anything you wanted to ask me before we wrap it up?
No, I just want to point out that this is a really like amazing studio. Like,
thanks, man.
I'm actually shocked. It's like, are we gonna be sitting in a kitchen or
no. It's like, yeah, I really tried to this was a passion project of mine. I really wanted to like do do something cool and new and really put all as many eggs as I could into the basket. Yeah. And like when I invite people to the studio, I'm just like, I want them to be like, no, this is serious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, you know, like I was like, oh no, it's just my laptop and a couple of iPhones or something, you know, which what? There's nothing wrong with that. But like,
yeah. What made you want to do this though?
Well, I listen to podcasts all day. And then I thought it was the best way. And I still stand by this even after being a couple months in. I thought it was the best way for me to have a little bit of an outlet for comedy, to talk to my friends. Cause like one, we're always so busy, but this is, it gives me a good reason to like, hey, let me invite you over for a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
And it's for multiple reasons. Like one, we get to hang out. Two, we get to put it out there and other people get to enjoy it and hopefully grow it into some, you know, multimedia, like obviously with video and everything down the line. But I just thought it would be cool. And I always wanted really cool mics and like to hear my voice and to have my name on like Apple or Spotify. That's cool. Even if no one was listening, just to have my name on there is sick. No,
yeah, this is super awesome. Like just the mics and the room. Yeah, it's
thanks, man.
Super cool.
Well, we'll definitely have you back. We'll definitely need more updates because the way the show is working so far.
I'll have my baby on next time.
Dude, that'd be so sick. The way the thing has worked, because there's a bunch of stuff we haven't touched on, like that I have more questions and more things we can go back into our past about. But the way the show has worked so far is that it's like kind of my universe, kind of like a pseudo reality TV type of thing where like people keep coming in and out, that like coming back on, learning more and more about our interactions or whatever. So yeah, people will be coming back a lot because I can't just infinitely find new people, but I will. Hopefully, but
I'm sure like, people will hear about it and want to be on.
You know, as it grows, I have a fresh list every week or so, which is cool, of like the next couple of people that I want to try to get on. And but I do like having people back on later, especially as the show grows and all that stuff. So
yeah, I'm sure people are like, not that guy. Not Nick, the cookie cone guy.
What I love is that it has been a weird cliffhanger in a couple of episodes where it's like, we won't talk about that. I'll see if he wants to come on and, you know, answer to these lawyers that I have sitting in the studio.
It is a nice studio. Seems like a lawyer would be here.
Thank you. anybody that I've asked that's like weirdly on the fence or like just nervous about doing it. See?
It's fine.
I try.
Do it.
If one thing that I do know about Nick is Nick really loves technology and he loves like new, fresh, like the cutting edge stuff. And to have his seal of approval on the studio means a lot from knowing him so long. So take that what you will and trust that it is professional studio. It's not some casting couch or some scenario where, but anyways, yeah. Follow Worst Impressions on Instagram, TikTok while it's still here. we might lose it in a couple weeks.
They getting it.
They coming after it.
Can you do a, never mind. Gonna get you canceled.
I've already done Will Smith and I was like, I don't know.
Pushing it.
Yeah, I was like, man, I don't know.
China.
Yeah. they're coming after our TikToks. I'm not even doing it. But yeah, follow on Instagram, comment on Instagram stuff. You can also follow on YouTube, but the main thing to follow on is Spotify and Apple Podcast. You can also go, I never promote this, but I figured I should. I was looking at it the other day. My podcast service is Podbean. You can go to podbean.com/worstimpressions And there is my like pseudo, like my website that they provide. And that's how you can direct, interact with it directly. You can also see how the show is doing in the Podbean rankings, I believe. I don't know. But you can interact with it directly there. You can also, don't forget about the Patreon. Patreon's doing well. We got a bunch of people on there. Patreon/Worst Impressions with Eric Anderson. And I think that'll about do it. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been fun.
This has been really fun. It's
been real good.
Real good stuff.
Thanks for the bubbly water.
Good night.